May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. Hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus, Isaiah prophesied, as we can find in our memory verse for today, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel. From the title, we'll find around Jesus' name, Emmanuel appears, in fact, stands out as the most prominent. It is from this title that we have this favorite Christmas carol, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile, here until the Son of God appears. And the chorus is, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. And so this name, Emmanuel, stands out. Emmanuel, and we find people who answer Emmanuel, God with us. He's one with God, who has come down from heaven in the form of a tiny baby boy. And Emmanuel actually embodies the ultimate identity of Christ. Theologians call this the incarnation. Incarnation, a term that means to take on human flesh, to be born a human. John chapter 1 verse 14 tells us that the Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and that Word is what we celebrate at this time of the year. The Son of God descended from heaven to earth and wrapped himself in the frail body of a tiny Jewish baby in a stable in the little town of Bethlehem, a forgotten corner of Roman Empire called Judea. Last night, we also talked about how the message of Christmas was first given to those who were on the margin. In fact, that story, as we read last night, and as we keep reading, the people who first heard the message were called shepherds. In fact, their names were not mentioned. They were not even called John, Elijah, Philip, Margaret, or what have you. They were just called shepherds because they were seen as people at the lowest level in the Jewish community. They were considered to be religiously unclean, and they were considered to be very poor. In fact, we can also even say that the sheep they were taking care of may not have belonged to them. They were hired. And so they were not considered to be of much relevance and importance to their community. But those were the people that first heard the message. And at the birth of Jesus, he was also born in Bethlehem. Emmanuel reminds us that Jesus is not only God in the flesh, he's also the helper we need when trouble comes our way. A season like this can sometimes be confusing, because despite all the shopping and merriments that characterize this season of the year, it is also a lonely time of the year for many people. During one of my visits, somebody said, "I hate Christmas. I hate it." And it wasn't just once or twice that I've heard that. And for some people, they may not say it, but sometimes it is written on their faces to say they hate Christmas. In the midst of the laughter, there is pain. There is sadness. We have children in trouble. We have bad health, broken promises, failed relationships, grief. As many are reminded of broken relationships, For some, it is a time of grief because they remember the passing away of their beloved family members. And so, in some lives and in some places, you also have high level of depression in a season like this. In a time like this, we have many family get together, lunch, but for some, it's more like war zones. And much of the drinking that people drink at this time of the year, some are done, not so much drinking because people are happy, but drinking to cover pains. Most people feel exhausted and stressed out before, during, and after the big day, which is today. And often there is enormous pressure to find the money to buy the presents and to make our loved ones happy. And so it's a time of joy, it's a time of celebration, but we also need to recognize that it can also be a time of pain for many. During this difficult, exciting time of the year for many people, we also need to be reminded that God is not on sabbatical. He is not withdrawn. He is not absent from his world. He is constantly involved in the life of his creation. We should be reminded that the Lord knows all about our troubles. He knows us more than we do. He knows even the hidden part of our lives. Those parts of our lives we hardly express. Those parts of our lives we hardly speak out. In fact, we find it difficult to even discuss with our doctors or our closest friends. That is why the hymn says, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Indeed, Jesus knows what others do not know about us. He knows our inner fears and the unspoken doubts about what tomorrow may bring. The fear about tomorrow, the fear about next minute, the fear about next second. He knows the whole truth about you and me, but the truth and the encouragement we have is that he loves us. The familiar words of the Psalm, of Psalm 23 come to mind at this time of the year. "When, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Emmanuel, God with us in the darkest valleys of our lives. He walks with us when we need him most, and when others may have forsaken us, he is always right there. He is an ever-present help in days of trouble. For those who face or who struggle with loneliness during this season of the year, for those who struggle with sickness, with depression, with anxiety, with fear and doubts at this time of the year, we need to take comfort in this fact that God's answer to loneliness is not a theory or an abstract doctrine or a book to be read or a seminar to attend. It is not a better job. It is not more friends. It is not another movie to watch or another song to sing. God's answer to loneliness, to anxiety, to our fears, our doubts, is wrapped up in a person called Jesus Christ. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the only one who will never leave us, nor forsake us. He's the only one who knows everything about us, but still loves us. He's the only one who will stay, who will never give up on us when others do. He's the only one who can hold us, even in our fears and our doubts. And that's the message of Christmas. That's the message of hope. in a hopeless world. That's the message of peace in a world that is frightened by a terrorist attack. That's the message of joy. Emmanuel, God is with us. And so we move into the world today to declare this message to our children, to our grandchildren, to our parents, that God is with us. It makes all the difference. God is with us. That's the message of Christmas. Amen.